Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Aditi Kinkabala going all access with her. Quick pit stop on the Browns before we get to the Steelers, Aditi. Do you think Kenny will play on Saturday against LA?
I think they're hoping that he can, but I don't know that he can. They've been extremely cautious in not pushing him. He had a great first week. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski was very impressed with his speed, went out of his way to say that we know that they liked his athleticism. They feel that he can take care of the ball, but then he hurt the hamstring. It was pretty significant. And as much as he wanted to push it because he feared losing ground, the Browns were not going to let him potentially do more damage or be a lesser version of himself. And it's just been a matter of wait and see. And we haven't had our production meeting this week with the coaching staff, but when I asked last week, Kevin Stefanski just said, I hope. That's it.
If Kenny, given the way that first week went, hadn't gotten hurt, do you think he'd be the opening day starter in Cleveland?
Great question.
It's so hard to say. I think he had a really, really good chance. But, I mean, he literally got hurt 4 or 5 days in.
Which has been part of the problem.
I know that they set him up. Look, they were giving him the first team rep. Back in the spring, they were giving Flacco almost no reps. And they said to Joe Flacco, we know exactly what we get from you. We need to see what we get from these other guys. But Kenny was consistently taking all of the first team reps. And even once he got hurt on 7-on-7, the throwing that he could do.
Yeah.
He was still working with the ones. So it's certainly the Browns were hopeful. The Browns wanted to see him do well. The Browns believed that he could. But this is the reality of life in the NFL. You get hurt, and at a position like this, you see it with Shedeur Sanders and the oblique injury.
Everyone went way too crazy after that game. I know you called it, and it's on the Browns broadcast, so you have to be careful what you say here. My God, was the just reaction to that game just ridiculous. He played fine. He made a couple of really good throws in the red zone. But, you know, the Nike ad and the way he showed up for the game and then what people said nationally after it was just nauseating, wasn't it?
I agree, Pony. It's nauseating when people put a ton of stock in somebody's preseason performance.
Well, from a fifth-round pick, absolutely.
Terrible when people make huge, sweeping MVP-like proclamations based on the guy playing well
in the preseason. Well, maybe do it in 3 preseason games and not 1, Chris, and we can talk.
I think that the whole point in all of this is that so little – there are things – so little of what fans read into and see, and I don't mean this in a patronizing way at all, but so much of what fans see in a preseason game is a teeny, teeny, teeny part of the evaluation process. And so Shedeur Sanders definitely did some good things. He showed great demeanor. He had very good poise. Even when things went wrong, he stayed cool and level-headed.
Like when Deontay dropped the ball.
You know what? I'll tell you this. I was standing right there. That I would actually say Shedeur got much better as the game went on, and throwing that pass did not have tremendous touch on it, and it was high.
Oh.
It would have been a hard.
Okay.
And he got better throwing the ball as the game went on, and he himself said that to me, that he settled in a little bit more. But things that you have to consider, the Panthers were running the most basic defense possible, and it's not like the Panthers' defense is the Eagles' defense. The Browns were running very, very, very simple offense. There was almost no pre-snap motion. Each week they're adding more of that, and it is a significant part of their offense. So you weren't asking your rookie quarterback the first time out
reading here.
Really exotic defenses or coverages or manage a lot pre-snap. But he got in and out of the huddle well. He showed good poise. He made good throws. You know, all of those things are good, but
he did it against the defense that gave up the most points in NFL history last year. Literally. That is a true statement. The worst.
Yeah.
The most ever.
Yeah.
Aditi.
Again, I don't want to denigrate either of these young men in either way, and I don't want to say that I'm taking sides.
Tony does want to denigrate some of them, and that's why he likes to bring this up.
I said it from the very beginning. Let me do the denigrating, and she was going to give a level-headed opinion because she's calling the games for the Browns.
All right, Aditi, I want an opinion
on
this.
Maybe just because I'm level-headed. Can it just be because I am indeed a reasonable voice?
Yeah, that's fine. I want to switch to the Steelers here because that is the team that we are going to be watching keenly as they play their traditional preseason finale tomorrow against the Panthers. Noteworthy by his absence tomorrow will be Aaron Rodgers. Jerry Dulac's been covering this team for, I would say, 30 years or thereabouts, Aditi, and he tweeted out that this season will mark the first time since at least pre-Ben Roethlisberger being drafted, which was 21 years ago, where a presumptive Steelers starting quarterback played zero snaps in the preseason. Mike Tomlin, we know, has always wanted his quarterback to at least knock a little bit of rust off. What do you make of the fact that Aaron Rodgers, new offense, new team, will not play a single preseason snap?
He's on the record saying he's happy to play. He's on the record saying that he would get out there. Mike Tomlin is making that decision. Sean McVay doesn't play his starters, and he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Mike Tomlin used to sit down in a room with you and say you need to spar to box, and then Malzi said that everything of what Malzi said is factually accurate. Ben Roethlisberger, in his last year, played almost an entire half of a preseason game, Aditi.
Do you want me to say that I agree or I can see this?
It feels like Mike is catering.
I think you need to play.
It feels like Mike is catering to Aaron Rodgers here,
yes.
Aditi. That's our thesis statement here, is that it feels like he worked very hard to bring this guy in. That was priority one this offseason. He acknowledged he had a feeling.
Why are you so sure that it's Aaron Rodgers saying, I don't want to go out there?
Because Aaron Rodgers has also said joint practices are more important and he doesn't need to play in the preseason.
But that's true. Joint practices are more important.
Well, he said he doesn't need to play.
If you're facing a good team, if you're facing a good team and you're getting really good looks, and I was at the Browns-Eagles joint practices last week, those were, I would say, significant competition. You had an Eagles defense that has an enormous defensive front running real actual defense against the Browns offensive line. You had the Browns defensive front, which is much better than I think anybody realizes right now, at least deeper and better than in the last half dozen years at least, running against one of the best offensive lines in the NFL in the Eagles offensive line. That's significant. That's real competition. Both teams are running real offense, not what you see in preseason games.
By the way,
there is some validity to that.
By the way, Aditi's visit.
But I think the operation. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to read the
sponsor
for you.
I just think it's important to run through the operation.
Yes, I agree. You now have a new sponsor, Tap Brick Oven in Poorhouse in Greensburg, is now a proud sponsor
up,
of Aditi's visits.
That's awesome that you say that. Well, Eric Jones is indeed a longtime friend of our families. He and my husband were college roommates.
I knew all this.
Oh, well, why am I just hearing about it?
I'm saying shout out Eric Jones. What's up, Eric?
Oh, hello, Eric. Congratulations on being so closely.
I don't know if Eric realized that we changed the time today because of my daughter's kindergarten meet and greet.
Oh,
if he follows us on Twitter like he should, then he knows. Aditi, one of the reasons I asked you the first thing about Rodgers and not playing in the preseason and kind of gave you what our take on it is, which is that we think he's kind of dictating terms a little bit to Mike, or Mike is adhering to Rodgers' wishes here that he doesn't really want to play in these preseason games, is to ask you this. I actually turned it into a bit of a positive when we started the show by saying if it extends into the regular season where Rodgers has way more leeway than Fields did last year, or even Russ Wilson did last year, to use the whole field, to throw the ball all over, and Mike's not looking over his shoulder, I would call that a good thing. Like, I couldn't ignore the fact, even though I think Russ is not going to be very good for the Giants, that he threw about, a 60-yard bomb down the middle for a preseason almost touchdown to the
one.
Bo Collins catches it. We didn't see him do that once, attack the middle of the field like that. And so I'm wondering if you think Rodgers will get more leash in terms of how he's actually allowed to play in the regular season from Mike.
Yes.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How much?
But it's that simple. Yeah, I just think yes. I think that Mike Tomlin has and should have, and rightfully so, has more faith and trust in Aaron Rodgers, his accuracy, his ability to throw the ball, his decision-making, any and all of that.
Cam Hayward was back practicing yesterday in pads, but all the reporting around it is there's been no progress on getting a renegotiated deal done. Based on all your knowledge of being around the Steelers, what do you think happens when a player takes the first step and he is the one who extends the olive branch and not the other way around, Aditi?
You'd like to hope that was a sign of not giving up, but a sign of, okay, maybe this is a good faith gesture on my part that we're going to meet in some way. But I can't guarantee that that's the case. The player doesn't have the leverage here.
Yeah. All right,
Aditi. And that's far too often in the National Football League.
Well, enjoy watching Stetson Bennett trying to set more preseason records with the way he played against the Chargers last week.
We'll see how it goes. I'm getting excited for the regular season, though.
Yeah,
aren't you guys?
I think we are, too.
I certainly am not getting that excited for Steelers-Panthers tomorrow night, but I feel like that's where most people's heads are at.
Thank you, Aditi. We'll talk again soon.
Have fun, guys. And thanks again for changing the time on for me.
You bet.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.